Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome back to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bob Price, and our guest this week is Dan Mandel of Elmira, New York. He's the mayor there, but he's also a world-class power lifter who's helping restore people's faith in politics. You spent a quarter century in law enforcement and worked for the Sheriff's Department there in Chemung County, and also several years of active duty service in the Air Force. So why jump into the realm of politics?
Well, there's a couple of reasons, actually. First of all, my family's always been involved in politics. My grandfather was a minority leader in Chemung County. He was in the legislature for 35 years. After I was done with the sheriff's office and my military service, I decided, you know, why not get involved? So I got involved with the Republican committee. The party approached me and wanted to know if I would run for a full four-year term as a City of Elmira mayor. And at first I said no, because the downtown was basically a dying downtown. The neighborhood were pretty much run down. But after talking with my wife and my family, I decided, you know what? I've done public service my whole life. Why not?
Well, there's not a lot of mayors anywhere that I can think of who are also world-class power lifters, but that's you, Dan. You put the power in politics for sure. Tell us how you got into that and why and how you find the time to do both.
Basically, I got started into weightlifting when I was in the Air Force. I had a friend of mine, so we started working out together. He actually played football. So when I got out of the Air Force and started to work for the Sheriff's Department, I became interested in powerlifting, and it was a good way to release stress. And I connected with a gentleman named Mike Gerardina, who took me under his wing and started training me for powerlifting meets. And actually, the first meet I ever did was the New York State Police Olympics back in the early 90s. And from there, I just kind of became, if you would, for lack of a better term, became hooked on it, and basically stayed with it for these past 30 years.
And all you need to do is just show people your biceps, and whatever Dan wants, Dan gets, because I've seen those biceps. They're for real. When you run next term, and that's next year, if you're reelected to a third term, you will have become the second longest serving mayor in Elmira history. That kind of begs the question, what's it take to have that sort of staying power in politics?
Well, one, and especially on a local level, you really have to love your community, and you got to have that dedication, in my opinion. My job, for instance, it doesn't pay much. It pays just over $11,000 a year.
Yeah.
So you've got to really love your community. You have to be able to love people, work with people. I think that's what it takes. And if you have all those elements, then you'll be successful and be able to continue with your career.
That's public service right there. Public Service 101 with Mayor Dan Mandel, this week's hometown hero, world-class power lifter. Elmira is a tough town. Let's just be honest. You know, the drugs, the crime makes news a lot. But having served as mayor for two terms, what do you want people to know about your city that maybe they don't know when they think about Elmira in New York?
Well, there's a myth out there that Elmira's not safe, and that's not true. Most of our violent crime is, almost all of it, is basically relegated between rival factions within certain areas within the city. But right now, Elmira is really going through a renaissance. We've basically got a new medical school, LECOM. Our downtown is coming back. We're finding more people live in the downtown area. We have more shops. We have very affordable property, some really nice neighborhoods here throughout the city of Elmira. So it's a great place to live and raise a family. It really is. Cost of living is very reasonable.
Some really beautiful things. A lot of history there in Elmira, New York as well. And as you said, the renaissance, great way of putting it. What's been your greatest accomplishment as mayor so far?
Well, I would have to say definitely turning the ship around on the budget. When I took over, it was almost a $4 million deficit. But after that, we've been pretty much in real good financial shape. We've been doing 0% tax increases the past few years. And also now we've had our audit done. We've got a $5.7 million surplus. So I think being a strong, secure financial shape in the city of Elmira really was one of my biggest accomplishments.
Yeah, I hope people are listening to that. 0% tax increase. That's a big one. That's a, you wonder why there's a renaissance. That has a lot to do with it. But, you know, politics is such a dirty word these days. You know, it's a zero-sum game. For me to win, you've got to lose. And it just seems like the partisanship in politics is as bad as it's ever been. And it's really discouraging to a lot of people who may want to get involved in public service. Finally, what would be your advice to people who are looking to serve in politics?
The first thing I say is that you have to work with the other side. And you're absolutely right. This back and forth and people standing their ground and not compromising is getting no one anywhere. It's actually hurting our country. So you got to work together. And you're not going to get along and agree on everything. But if you get things done, I think people appreciate that. And you're absolutely right. People are fed up with the fighting back and forth in the way the political game is right now on both sides of the aisle.
And if all else fails, just show them your guns, Dan. I'm sure they'll come to your side of any issue. That's Elmira, New York Mayor Dan Mendel, a world champion power lifter who's putting the muscle back in public service. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.